there, you're listening to Film Companion Retake with me, Anupama Chopra and Rahul Desai, where we revisit a film from the past.
Hey everyone, this is FC Retake, back after way too many months, and I'm Anupama Chopra.
And I'm Rahul Desai.
Rahul, too long, yeah?
I have a feeling we do this. We start every section like this.
Yeah, it's been too long.
It's been too long. It's true, it's been too long. And yeah, we should do this more often, but this time I'm going to like hold you to it.
Yes, life cannot get in the way
of
these conversations.
Absolutely.
But we are here today to celebrate 25 years of Dil Toh Pagal Hai.
To be honest, even if it wasn't 25 years, I would have, might have recommended this film for sure.
Really?
It's a film very close to me. We'll get into that. But yeah, the anniversary only makes it better.
Yeah.
And just like even before you said that, let's, you know, do this. I had already watched it randomly 1 week before that because I like watching old stuff and feeling young myself again. But yeah.
Well, can I just on that note tell you how old I feel, because Dil Toh Pagal Hai, I was already a film critic.
I know.
I went back to look at my review.
How did that feel?
I was like, 25 years I've been here, just going on and on. Okay, now here's what is really strange. Can I tell you my Dil Toh Pagal Hai story? First of all, my sister is one of the script writers.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Tanuja is credited with, she wrote the screenplay with Yashji and Panji. And so I don't even know why I was reviewing it, because technically I shouldn't have been reviewing
it.
Back
then, all these things.
So clearly, conflict of interest had not kicked in. However, the only thing I've crimped about in my review is the writing.
Oh, wow.
So I probably upset my sister. I don't remember if she had any conversations. Hmm. But my Dil Toh Pagal Hai story is that I saw it at Raj Kamal Studios, which is where I think Yashji was mixing, sitting next to him. Okay? Rahul, I don't know how this happened, why this happened. I think he was probably seeing it, like it was just mixed and he was seeing it and he called me. And, you know, I have a world of affection and respect for him, such an old relationship. And I probably said, yes, yes, like an endhu cutlet. So I was sitting next to him and I remember being too afraid to move or breathe or do anything, because I was like, what if he thinks I don't like this movie? And the truth is, at that time, I didn't love it.
You didn't, huh?
What about you?
Yeah, no, I was actually curious to know yours first, because I was 12 years old when I watched it.
I love it. It's like just establishing.
Yeah. Don't do the math. Don't figure out my age. But no. So, yeah, getting into the film, I see, for me, honestly, more than any other film I watched in the 90s, Dil Toh Pagal Hai was the most influential film as a child growing up.
Why?
Also, I'd watched Notting Hill. I'd watched a bunch of rom-coms in Hollywood. But this was the film, not DDLJ, not Kuch Kuch Hota. It was Dil Toh Pagal Hai. I can't really say why, because it was, I was just about entering my teens then. We were all waking up to this. First of all, Shah Rukh as a, you know, romantic hero, because it was technically only his second film as a as that. And it was a phase I was going through, and it stuck with me, because I think it was around the same time I started to, you know, like wake up to the entire idea that, oh, okay, there's an opposite sex, because I grew up in Ahmedabad. It's all the more, people are crazy about films there and all, but you know, there's not a lot of interaction when you're growing up with I was in all boys school. So it became more and more romantic, and it was the soundtrack that just took me, I was haunted by it basically. And I slept with that soundtrack. I woke up with that. I somehow convinced myself I was crushing on a girl in my apartment complex in my society. And I convinced myself that she looked exactly like Madhuri, and that's why it's happening.
She was Pooja.
and she was my Maya.
More than Pooja, she was Maya, right?
Yeah, and you know, obviously looking back, you know, growing up being impressionable, treating this as an aspiration, we'll look at the problem later. Some things don't age in my head. Obviously, looking back, there are problems in the film, but that's not the point. Like for me, with this film, I can't be rational about it, mostly because and I went through that entire phase. You know, I was like, okay, I'm going to train myself in the same way. And, you know, there's only one person made for everyone. There's soulmate. How wrong was I? But so that's what I, now looking back at
then
it.
Then you growed up.
And then I grew up. And then now looking back, I've watched this film around 20 times. over the years, and every time I watch it, I realize how much I've grown up. Not because I'm bitter or anything, nobody is bitter in love or anything, but you know, I've had my fair share of relationships after that. Of course, the whole soulmate thing, because just after that came Kuch Kuch Hota Hai Singh Pyar Dosti. So I was very confused, right? Like, I was like, then yeah.
Shah Rukh, give us one message.
Then be in love with Nisha, right? Like, that's what Kajol, that she's Kajol in that. But yeah, so for me, the two characters, Madhuri and Shah Rukh, sort of represented my stages of evolution eventually, because he's a naysayer in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Pyar kya hai? And she's like, no, no, there is one, there's one soulmate.
The celestial chosen one.
So I went from, I went the other way around. I went from soulmate to koi pyar vaar kuch nahi hota, like after going through a couple of bad experiences. So, but the ideal thing is there's a balance between the two. You need to find that. That's what I realized later in life. So it's interesting to watch this film again, but I'm never not blown away by like how affected I am even now.
Really?
It's
so sweet.
It makes me really emotional.
For all you out there who say Rahul Desai has no heart.
Yeah, no, that's a myth. My heart goes to mush when I see this film.
That's so sweet, Rahul.
As recently as 2 weeks back when I watched it, I was like, man, that music, it's like smelling something from your childhood, right?
Yeah.
It brings back that particular memory.
Yeah, yeah.
The music makes me
that Uttam Singh's finest hour.
Oh, by far.
Yeah,
by far.
Yeah. No, but you know, Rahul, for me, and so of course, I came to it as an adult and found it naive, or found the writing very thin, you know. But now, when I saw it again, and I hadn't seen it, so it's not a film I go back to see. But when I saw it again, I was actually marveling. Of course, there are problems.
Yeah.
Starting with that great line about Hindustani aurtein,
apna jeevan saathi
nahi chunti. I just said, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was amazed, Rahul, at what Yashji, who would perhaps be around 65 or so at that time, when he made this, was doing. I mean, starting with that breaking the fourth wall
in the
beginning, that title sequence with
my favorite thing.
That's what I said in my review 25 years ago, that title sequence is worth the price of a ticket.
It is.
It's just lovely.
I keep watching it from time to time. I see Aditya Chopra, I'm like, oh, that's how he looks. And I see so all the crews, and of course they try to do it with Bay Fikre later. It's a shared universe, right?
Yeah.
Like Aditya Chopra, Yash Chopra back then.
Yash Johar, Hiru Johar. Yeah,
and all of them. So they kept like, it's like all these movies belong to one universe.
Yeah.
And they keep borrowing from each other, keep getting inspired by each other. There's so many things in Dil To Pagal Hai that you saw in other films, right? Like, right from that pant sequence at the shop, like where he forgets to wear his pants, we see it in Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. You see the Rabne things influences very early, saying, wo bolta hai.
Correct.
One of those things. Yeah,
correct.
So it's always more than nostalgia for me. It is that, that line you mentioned is obviously like, it's a problem now. But it was also like progressive in the way it looked at Valentine's Day, for example. Like it made Valentine's Day a big deal for my generation.
Yeah.
We didn't know what it meant before.
No, because the character in the film is asking, "Ye Valentine's Day kya hota hai?"
And they explain.
And then they explain what it is.
And and then to hear Madhuri Dixit say that, first of all, buy stuff for herself, saying self-love, you know,
right.
I'm buying it for myself because I believe I'll find someone at some point of time. For now, I love myself, which even today's films may not get. And it was nice. Like, I don't even need to watch this film to really, think about, to analyze the film or to think about how it's aged or how we've grown up. It's just, it's one of those films that, no matter how much I look at it from a sort of a critical point of view, I really can't find problems. Because there are other films that have aged not very well after that, before that.
Yeah.
But this one is harmless in a way.
I just found it very... he's really sort of creating this aching, swooning essay on, Mohabbat Zindagi.
Yeah.
And I think he just puts so much into it. And you cannot come into it from a lens of, oh, but what sense does this make? Because, okay, who are these people? Why is she constantly running through fields in these pastel chiffons, Manish Malhotra designed beautiful, transparent, see-through salwar kameezes and all of that. But it's like Yashji was really, really trying to create poetry. You know, and I could sense it, and I was more open to receiving his poetry now. And I just feel like even for him to place it, and I'm sure Aditya had some role to play in it. He's also the dialogue writer. But, you know, to place it in this very hip world of, you know, what does Rahul do? Rahul directs stage musicals.
Whatever that is.
whatever that is.
Whatever they were doing. Even I was like, yeah, what exactly is it? But, I mean, do they ever do anything in these films? Their work is incidental. But the thing was, here the work actually
was tied in. No, it became an integral part of it.
Whatever the work is.
Correct.
I wouldn't go to watch those shows. But, but no, it's, yeah, that hip. Like, for example, I was just watching today, and he just wakes up, has a Pepsi car, he gargles with a Pepsi.
That's right.
And I was like, that's so like literally post-liberalization in India coming to terms with.
Absolutely.
And that was so nice to see Shah Rukh sort of, you know, represent that.
Yeah.
And then there's this Sanskari girl, there's the modern girl, Betty Veronica syndrome happening.
Correct.
Which we've seen 100 times.
Yeah.
But there was no judging. It was Karishma's arguably her finest performance in the 90s. Like,
hands down.
Yeah.
For me, that really, Rahul was the spine of the film.
It was for
more than Rahul and Pooja, Rahul and Maya. It is Nisha and Rahul. And those scenes of trying to explore that we're good friends, but, you know, we're not good anything partner. Else. And it is, it was the original Ek Tarfa Pyar.
True, actually, yeah.
You know, and I thought Karishma was lovely. She looked fantastic. She was so good with the dancing.
Yeah.
All Shamak Davar choreographing, I think, perhaps for the first time in Hindi cinema.
He became a household name after that.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
And that scene, Madhuri and Karishma having the dance-off.
The dance-off, yes.
And
the ancestor of Natu.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, Devdas also afterwards and Madhuri again. But that scene, I remember, I have like an anecdote because I was head over heels in love with Madhuri after that. For me, they were my favorite couple, more than Kajol and Shah Rukh through the 90s. So, I was head over heels, and my father, who used to watch a lot of films with me, he was like, no, Karishma is great. This is a liberal woman, and look at her dance, look at her dress, look at her. I was like, no, please. Madhuri is way better in that sequence and all. And we used to have fights about this. I was like, and he used to purposely try to needle me, saying, look at her, yeah, she's getting old. Nah. I was like, no, that's just your. She's my dream girl. And but now you come to think of it, when I watched that dance sequence, I was like, it's built in, right? Like, Karishma is supposed to be better than Madhuri in that sequence. And I was like, that takes a lot, because Madhuri was like the foremost
dancer
of her generation, and so much more, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, to make it look like one is better than the other, even though one is naturally more gifted than the other, was a cool thing.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, obviously, I'll convince myself later on. But yeah, those things really work for me. The trendiness of the film.
Absolutely. And you know, look at the art direction by Sharmishtha Roy. Just that loft place that he lives in. Like, what is that?
Like a studio apartment?
Manhattan mein hai, so Bombay mein hai, kahan par hai? It was fab.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they all sit around having pizzas. Did you see that?
They sit around having pizzas, discussing things. And and even so many things like that. The way he has that conversation with Pooja at the wedding, saying, you know, when they actually discuss it, that's literally a DDLJ scene. Like,
right.
That is, are you going to marry a person you don't know? And I'm like, wow, this, we didn't realize it then, but it's just all one film in one go.
It was that same flavor with, you know, Farida Jalal playing that maternal figure. There's also the Aruna Irani, sort of the voice of wisdom, the daima, you know. But I think what this what Karishma did, and apparently she took the role after it had been rejected by, like,
I'm sure,
Juhi Chawla and Manisha Koirala and Kajol. Everyone, all the women said, we're not doing this. It's a second lead. We're not going to be this person. And I think she just aced it.
Yeah, it felt like a lesser role on paper, right? But
right.
It wasn't because of those scenes, you know, some of them, like her sort of throwing stones at God those scenes are sure they are filmy and sure. And the way she looks at Rahul when he's going through heartbreak with Pooja.
Yeah,
saying,
which
oh,
is
he's
so
going
moving.
Through the same thing I'm going, and only your face. That's all you need.
Yeah.
And I didn't like Karishma when I first saw the film for many reasons, because I love Madhuri more. What's a kid going to know then? But now that I look at it, when I look at this film now, I'm like, that's first of all a brave role to do.
Yeah.
Because very sure, brave. Love triangles were very popular back, were getting popular back then. And she was technically playing Kajol's role of Kuch Kuch Hota Hai, you know, your basically bromance.
With, but you don't get the guy, right?
Yeah, and you don't get the guy. And yeah. You have to make peace with that. And you have to confront the guy, which he does so many times.
Yeah.
And you know, Shah Rukh's reactions to that. And for me, it was one of my favorite Shah Rukh roles in the decade. Because after that, for someone who's observed his career very closely, after that, he got his superstar tics, like the way he cries. The way he laughs. So this was the transition happening for me.
Yeah.
I saw that he's still raw. Like I still saw dashes of Kabhi Ha Kabhi Na and Dar and DDLJ in this film.
Those
and
early
like,
years.
Yeah. After that, he became Shah Rukh Khan.
Yeah.
And you know, he came into this film after a couple of flops as well. So he wanted to prove himself. And I still saw like the bad habits hadn't come in. You know, the superstar thing hadn't come in. And even though I loved Mohabbatein, I loved a bunch of his films later without any rationality. I just felt like Shah Rukh was still the actor I fell in love with in the 90s in Dil To Pagal. After that, like, things changed.
Yeah. Was this the first film to do Rahul Naam To Suna Hoga?
So, it wasn't the first film to do him, as you know, name him
as Rahul.
Rahul,
of course.
Obviously.
Not,
and I was till then, I was like Rahul and Dar, the crazy psychopath. I was Rahul Pani Chala Jayega in the famous ad. And I'm glad it became Rahul Naam To Suna Hoga. I may or may not admit I tried it a couple of times. Because
I would have paid money to be there.
I mean, it would have
did
been
it
really
work?
It would have been really problematic today, especially given the culture we live in. It didn't work, but also I had the cover of things like chat rooms had just become a thing,
right?
In 99, 2000.
So you would go into a chat room and say Rahul Naam To Suna Hoga,
MSN Messenger, ICQ, all new things. Facebook came much later. We were like, we were the original coming into the internet generation. So, Rahul Anjali became a thing in Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. Rahul Naam To Suna Hoga. I tried it a couple of times. It's, I mean, real life, of course not. But that thing stayed with me. I was like, at least it's renovated my image as such, you know, because Rahul wasn't the most complimentary name till then. It was, first of all, very common. So, thanks to Shah Rukh for that. No thanks to him for what I went through later after trying that.
You know, there's that one scene where he says to Nisha ki tumhari problem kya hai, and she says ki hamari problem ye hai ki main tumse pyar karti hu aur tum mujhse pyar nahi karte. Matlab for the woman to say this and just lay it out,
very
I
direct.
Thought it was incredible.
It was, and even when I watched it now or even back then, I almost blushed. I was like, how, what? Like, you're actually saying that?
Yeah.
Can you say that? Because right, people only say I love you, they don't say that why don't you love me back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the whole thing about Ektarfa Pyar. There's so much left unsaid.
Yeah.
We saw that in the next two decades as well. But that's why Karishma's character, as you very rightly said, is the spine of the film. Yeah. And as much as, I mean, I'm absolutely, I love both Shah Rukh and Madhuri's chemistry. It was really good. But, you know, it can get heavy-handed with the whole Sanskari. You know, but I like that. That, you know, she's sort of romantic beyond belief,
yeah.
Like maybe kids were back then, because she shows sheltered, and you saw her track in Dil Chahta Hai also, right, later,
yeah,
with Preeti Zinta, like adopted, so you're obligated towards your parents, so you're going to marry or this thing.
Correct.
So I like that it was like DDLJ, a defining film of the generation of directors growing up then.
Yeah, also. And did you see the sort of hat tip in a sense to hum aapke hai kaun, because the Ganesh ji ki murti is kept in front of the cassette player in the same way that the great Tuffy looked this way and that way, and then God intervened.
Absolutely.
You know, to save the day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can't believe we took it in all then. and the cassette player, first of all.
That's like, right. Because it's like she puts the tape in, and the next thing you see is Akshay Kumar's character sort of playing it and saying, go be with him.
Hmm.
So clearly some divine intervention had happened.
I mean, such a film is not feasible now. You have cell phones, you have like technology. But cassette players were quite a way to send a... No, not letters either.
No.
Hollywood used to do letters.
Yeah.
We went with a cassette player because it is also very... because it's a musical also. I feel like it's my favorite soundtrack of the 90s. Like,
yeah, it's a great soundtrack.
Far,
what's your favorite song?
Arre, like, there's no... Because he whistles it from the beginning.
Right.
And that whistling stayed with me through, like, in fact, as it still stays with me.
Yeah.
And of course, all the songs are lovely.
Yeah, they're lovely.
They're just very nicely envisioned, but that is the theme of the film.
Yeah, yeah. Arera is just beautiful.
It's beautiful.
But all of them, Le Gai,
yeah.
the rain song.
I miss good soundtracks.
I know. So do I. I hope we get back there someday.
If we get back with love stories in general, because
yeah.
it comes from that.
It comes from that. Absolutely. So. I don't know why we become such cynics that, or maybe I don't know, what is the deal? Why don't we have love stories?
I don't know. It's just, I guess, too much self-awareness now also.
Yeah.
Evolution happens. It's not like we're seeing great love stories all over the world either.
Right.
It's just more contemporary. So it's more difficult to be aspirational about these things now because life is too real. It comes at you too fast.
Yeah.
It's just like us growing up, like me growing up. I'm like, no, of course not. There's no soulmate. But then when you are happy with someone, you're thinking, oh, maybe they might have been. Maybe, you know, you have to go through so many experiences, to actually realize happiness. But you don't call it a soulmate now. You don't call it like what they call it in Devto Pagala.
So do you or do you not believe that someone somewhere is made for you?
I mean, I wouldn't put it that way. But, you know, of course, it depends on when you ask me in life, right? Like, if you ask me like a couple of years ago, I'd be like, what rubbish. No. Abhi to kuch hua tha mere saath. But when you're happy, yes, of course, you believe in the term. You believe that. But you also believe that you're supposed to go through a lot of experiences in life. You can't just like Madhuri be like, the first person I date will be my soulmate.
Correct.
Aisa nahi hota.
Correct.
In fact, everyone you date leads you to your soulmate, whatever it's called, eventually, whoever you end up with. So, she was very much like Kajol's character in DDL. She's singing a song very early in the film.
Yes.
She's. I admire how much she believes.
Yeah.
But, and to see him like come around during that wedding where he gives a toast to her, saying, even I am starting to believe in love. I was like, yeah, it was only so simple.
Well, we hope for more love stories.
Absolutely.
And more great soundtracks.
I know. Until then, I'll keep listening to this one.
What did you guys think of Dil To Pagal Hai? If you haven't seen it, please see it. Because if it moved Rahul, made him mushy, imagine what it'll do to you.
I wouldn't put it that way. But yeah, watch it again and again and again.
Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews, and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.